I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. Around this time, for the past several years, Elspeth talks with a local farmer or gardener about what seed varieties they're ordering for the upcoming growing season. This year, she talks with an avid home gardener from Wellfleet.
Andrew Cummings has a relatively small garden, but what he lacks in space, he makes up for it with meticulous organization. During the growing season, Andrew keeps a journal documenting what varieties do well. And in the spring, he takes a look back through his notes and decides what seeds to order for the coming season.
Basically, what I do is I look at my seeds into three different categories. One is the real providers, things that are tried and true, that I really trust, depend on. Then I always get some stuff that I want to experiment with, you know, whether it's a different variety of something that I've liked. A lot of times, that's how I'll find some of my most productive stuff.
Finally, Andrew looks for alternative suppliers for seeds he's had some success with. Varieties that did okay, that he wants to try again from a different source. His favorite suppliers are Fedco in Maine and Territorial Seed Company in Oregon. But he picks and chooses from at least a dozen catalogs. Looking at the spread of seed packets in front of us, one variety jumps out at me.
What is a green meat radish?
It's a huge Asian radish, and the foliage on it is very big and rigid. It almost grows like a kale. And the greens, but the radish itself is huge. It's about the size of a avocado, and it's chartreuse. When you cut into it, it's this bright, bright green, and it's got a radish taste, but it's more complex, and it's really, really neat to grind and mix with other root vegetables or mashed potatoes.
Andrew says the green meat radish grows well all season, and he eats the leaves as well as the roots. Another plant he likes for both what's above and below ground is the beet. The only trouble is, he can't get most varieties to grow well in his soil.
I do horrible with them. I can't grow a beet except for this one, which is called a Lutz green leaf. And it's the only beet I'll plant now.
What's it like?
The plant itself isn't as ornate or pretty. It's just green. It's an excellent eating green. But the beet is... It's your standard generic-looking beet. It's nothing special. It's an excellent-tasting beet.
The Lutz greenleaf is an heirloom variety from Europe. In addition to its sweet flavor, it's known for storing well, and in some catalogs it's called winter keeper. Another root vegetable Andrew likes for its ability to tolerate cold weather is a Japanese-style carrot called Shin Karuta.
That is an excellent late-season carrot that winters over really well. It tends to grow very much quicker in the cooler weather than it does in the warm weather. It's a massive carrot, but it's sweet. So it's a great cooking carrot, but it's also very good raw.
And what about the, I've never heard of peppermint Swiss chard. What's that like?
Peppermint Swiss chard is typically you get the real bright lights chards and then the green chards. The peppermint is just a very pale, pale pink stem. The past few years, it's done way better than the other chards. I don't know if it was climate dependent or not, but the bugs don't seem to eat it as much as the other stuff. I really like it. It's a beautiful plant, as all chards are. But that's the chard I'm growing now. Specifically, I'm not growing any others.
Andrew's also a big fan of mustard greens. In particular, two varieties called Green Wave and Pink Lettucey Mustard. He says they do best in cool weather, and the flavor gets more intense as the summer heats up. This year, he's going to experiment with a variety of winter squash called Uchiki Curry.
It's a red squash that's incredibly bright. I guess photographs don't do it justice, but it's almost like a fluorescent orange. But the meat is the same color, and it's super hearty. It's really sweet. It's a great baking squash, or just, you know, treat it like a root vegetable, but it's really good in pies and other things. So I'm trying that this year.
Andrew Cummings is also excited about trying out an Amish cucumber that looks like a potato and a variety of tomatillos that taste like pineapples. You can learn more about the vegetables Andrew's growing in his garden of raised beds in Wellfleet and see pictures on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also online, you can find a link to other past shows about seed ordering. That's at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.